And now, we're now going on to the Yud Amud Aleph. We have the last few cases to discuss. And I want to say a bit of a plan. We have Vosla Yosa 4 days today, this week, and 5 days next week. It's 9 days we have a shiur. And I very much want to get to the Mishnah on the Yud Amud day by the end of March. Not difficult. Not difficult for us to get there. It's important that we should be able to get, and then, if you haven't tried, we've done a tremendous amount in the first parak already. From the first Mishnah to the second Mishnah, from the third Mishnah, actually, is the main status of Hilchos Zikus Tzomis has all been covered here. And come along, we'll want to finish off next month, just the last few daf about it. So, the few daf about it, but it's something which to be proud we managed to get to here. So that's where we have to get until next week. The test on Yud Amud Beis, the Mishnah, Mr. Shem. Yud Amud Beis. If anyone wants a bit of chizuk or anything, if you go through Shishim Yom Kodem HaChag, 30 days before the Chag, there's a mitzvah that has Pesach started Purim time. And if you want to go to the Kitta or Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch and learn to from the beginning until so where you get to is all the range that we've been learning, all the halachas we've been learning, the whole of Toflam and Gimel, Toflam and Beit, Toflam and Aleph also is halachas which we've been learning, and it's a good chazar if you want to do it that way. So, let's start. The next few cases of the Gemara sound almost counterintuitive, and obviously it isn't if the Gemara says it, and we have to turn our heads around to make it intuitive. Ol Obodak, we are line 26. The Kalka Basula. Okay. Do you have any Yud Amud Aleph in Biakev? The Kalka Basula. We're getting on the line with the Kalka Basula.
11 lines up.
11 lines up, okay. You see it now?
Line
28. 28, okay. 28, line 28. Okay, the cow comes to the... Oh, the mouse came in, ubodak, and checked the house. The person checked the house. The mouse came in holding chum. And the Jew, the owner of the house, went on in after that mouse and checked the house. And the Ashkaf, and he found it. He found the Chomet. He found Chomet. So if I was the Gemara, I would have said, very good, finished, you're done. Close your book and go home.
No, we're probably talking about a house that wasn't checked before.
House was checked. We're talking about a house that was checked.
So why did he check again? Didn't we say that if it's checked?
He saw the Ashkaf and checked. He saw the mouse coming with vomit. He saw the mouse coming with vomit, and since the mouse came in with vomit, he has to check again, right? So he went in and he checked. Well, the mouse went in, and then the person went to check. But Ashkaf, and he found a piece. He found a piece of vomit. Whether or not we can say that it is dependent on Nachlokes Rebbe and Reb Shim ben Gamliel. The Tanya says, a brighter in Bechoyos, Sada Sheneva Bo Keva, a field that a Keva got lost. I knew there was a Keva there, I don't know where the Keva is now. Hanichas Esecha Tomei, somebody goes into that house is Tomei, into that field is Tomei. Why? Because a cave could be anywhere there. So anyone who goes into it is Tommy. Nitzavo cave, if you find a cave, somebody who goes into that house is going to be Toy.
Yeah. Field.
Into that field, so yeah. That field is going to be Toy.
Is this field in a public
private? It's private. Yeah. Shani Oimel, because I say, says, Tanakhama, says Rabbi, Shani Oime, I say, Kevish Avad, who Kevish Nimsa. Why should I suspect there's another kaver there? So the kaver that got lost is the kaver that was found. You have to check the whole field. Since I know that there was a cave that was lost, what gives me a right to say this was a cave that was found? Maybe the cave was lost and still somewhere else in the field. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, that we have to check the whole field to see if you saw that you found the thing that you know was in there. You know you saw there was a cave in there. And you've now found the cave. It could be you just found a new cave. How do you know you found your original cave? And you know for sure that your cave was there. So you've got a right just to be making and say, okay, good, I found it. No, maybe the cave that you had is still there.
How can you make a comparison? The cases are different.
What's different?
In the case of the house.
The house is already checked.
Yeah, there's no chomets in the house. You knew there was no chomets. And now you see the chomets came in. This field, you knew that there was a cave there. You just know where it is. Now when you find it, you don't know whether you find it. You never checked it before to find out where the first cave was.
Right. So the Svar of the Gemara is saying like this, that since you know you have your chometz there, unless you know you've found your chometz, you've got no right to be made. That's the Svar which we're trying to say. I know I had a caver there. I don't have to suspect this chorin in my field. And since I know I've lost my caver, until I know for sure I've found my caver, I've got no right to be made.
No, I say Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is difficult.
Everyone's going to make a difference.
You think you know what's on there.
You think so, but there's plenty of people when they do digging up here in Galavensis or any other places where they find kvar in a family. So the kvar is, just like this mouse brought in chomets, there could have been another mouse that brought in chomets. I just see it. Right, you don't have to normally suspect. You don't need to suspect that the mice bring comets into your house. But if you know a mouse brought comets into your house, the only way you can be made of it is if you know you found your comets. And since it's possible that another mouse brought comets into the house, it is possible, and you don't know for sure that what you found is the comets that you lost. So it could be, the comets I found is from another mouse. And the chomet that I know for sure was in there is still in there. Sure, shaking his head vehemently.
No,
he's not shaking his head vehemently.
No.
That's for sure. Ain't a dollar story. You're right. Ain't a dollar story is only in the case when I don't know that there was any chomet brought in. But in the case when I know that chomet was brought in, the only way I can be making is if I know I got that chomet. But if I don't know I got that chomet, it's time I meant to know I got the chomet.
He checked the house at one time.
The house was all clean. Right? Then what happened was, he saw a mouse come in with the chomet, and the mouse entered the house. The guy started checking. After 5 minutes, found a piece of chomet. Yeah, he still hasn't checked the rest of the house.
Okay.
And he's still got another 3 hours more of work if we tell him he has to check the whole house. Says Rabbi, you've done it. You've done it. You've done it.
If he does.
If he does. Finish, yes.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
So you recognize it. Not the case that you recognize. Not the case that you recognize the home. It's not the term.
What about the case you recognize the cable?
No, of course not. You don't recognize the cable.
Well, very
good. Then again, yes, and finish. Then you don't need to be chayshus anymore. You're quite right, Yossi. If I know that what I find is what I lost, then even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would be mocking me. That's not the chayv to check. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's thought is, until you know you found what you lost, and since you know for sure it was in your field or in your house, you have to be crystal clear that you caught it. And you're not going to be clear because it could be another piece. How could it be? I checked it out. Maybe another mouse brought in. Are you not chayshus with another mouse? You're right, generally you're not chayshus. But that's only when I don't know there's valet chomet in the house. Hey, I know there's Balei Chometz in the house. I have to be careful. I have to worry about it.
What happens if the house is that your house is clean?
House is clean, yeah.
And then you have one mouse with one piece of bread.
Which you know about.
Which you know about. Which goes in. And you go in and check and you find
a piece of
bread. Right. Why can't that finding of that piece of bread?
You don't know that. Because you don't know it's that piece of bread.
Yeah, it's a straight face.
Paper, why? Why don't we meet? Why aren't we Mako midin Sveik Sveika? Then maybe this is the piece of Chometz. And even if not, maybe the original piece of Chometz was eaten. Right? Right? Ain't Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. Ain't Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. In this case, I know for sure that was Chometz here. I know for sure that was Chometz here. Ain't Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. How could he be Mako?
If you found a piece of Chometz,
wait, are we talking that yet? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you have to check it on a Torah level or on a Durbanan?
According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it doesn't say.
I'm saying on a Torah level, you could say Sveik Sveika, and on a Durbanan level, he already did a B'digas Chometz.
Who says you can say Sveik Sveika against the Vadai?
Everything Sveik Sveika is against the Vadai.
We have the klal of Daftes and Aleph, Ein Sofek Maitzi Midei Vadai. Ein Sofek Maitzi Midei Vadai. In a case when you had a Vadai situation which should stay there Lo'ilam Voyage. So then we couldn't be makers done. By Roy, by...
Isn't finding this piece of Chometz weakening this Vadai? That's not really Vadai, that's a Chometz there.
Sorry, Lennon?
Maybe finding the piece of Chometz just weakens the Vadai. That is not really a Vadai there.
You're right. Every Sofek is like that. Every Sofek you could say, it weakens the Vadai. So that's the Kral. As much as the Vadai, says of Shimon Gamliel, you need to know for sure that you haven't got it there anymore.
So that is the name of the Davar Sof, because even if you find another piece, how do I know this is a piece? Maybe it's another piece. You go for the rest of your life, you'll never know.
Until you check the whole house. Once you
already checked the whole house. You had one, the whole house was good except for one piece. Now you found the one piece. You tell me that's not good enough? So nothing's good enough.
Other guy, you have to check again the whole house. And if you only find one piece, it means you're good. Right? Right, so
and
what's
the
your question?
The checking is just, you don't get to the checking of the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Hachamim. You don't need to do that thorough check, even though you saw
it comes around.
The fact that you...
Right, it comes around bottom, you just check the house, and...
But you don't need to go to the cellar, you don't need to go
to the... Rabbanon said you have to go to the cellar.
Hmm?
Rabbanon said you have to go to the cellar.
But you found a piece, so that
doesn't mean
you didn't find anything, and you have to go through the
cell. All cellar just meant that you have to do a thorough search. So, because thorough means you should do a search, like a proper thorough search. Yeah, if you did your thorough search and you don't only found this one piece, then you know you're okay. Well, that's the machlekes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The met, it sounds interesting to us. There are which Rabbi Yaakov asked, I thought maybe Rabbi Yaakov would push it a bit further. And here we're talking about Zikas Chomet Rabbono. You said that? You were addressing it to the wrong person. Yeah, that's a very good R. But here we're talking about Zikas Chometz Rabbanon, and by Rabbanon, Rashi did say we can say something makes me day valid. So we're talking about Rabbanon. So
that's what I was asking you earlier.
Oh, you also asking that? So very good. I don't know why. I didn't hear anyone ask it, but very good. That is a good R. That's a good R, which I've written at the side of my Gemara. That Rashi does not say over here, something Rabbanon Lekulam. We need to understand that for some reason, says Rashi, says the Gemara, that if Shimon Gamliel says, since I know for sure that chametz was there, I have to find that chametz. You can't say Sofer Rabbanan. Sofer Rabbanan, maybe we're talking about a big piece, you can't expect that the Mount Etah, that could be, we could say that case. But we can't say that maybe I've found this piece, because since I know for sure that chametz was there, he can't be made. That's all which we have to, I looked around because I didn't see anyone, but it could be I looked some more.
And are we saying about checking?
Well, that's because there was stuff at Al. Sorry.
Are we saying about checking the house a second time and don't find any more chomets, that you're now saying that's the piece of chomets that it borrowed? But you've got no way of identifying the chomets that it
borrowed. That doesn't matter. Once I've checked the house and only found one piece, then I know it's that piece.
And if you can identify the chomets when the thing's bringing, he's eating a donut, which you can recognize it's a donut. You never had other donuts in the house. Can you rely that that's the donut?
Yeah. If you can recognize the chametz, then there's nothing more to talk about, right? Somebody finds the cave and he recognizes who the person was, then that's it. Then you know it is, right? And then you don't have to worry more.
So I thought it was earlier because it was Suffolk Al. Like, we didn't know whether the chametz ever came in, so that's why we were makel. Here we know it came in.
But it's still a chiddush. It's still there. A bonner only. You might have thought you could be makel. We have to see as we go along if there's any raya who we paskin like. It's going to be a discussion. Let's see. Machlokes Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. You went in, you found, you checked it. Says Rashi. That's the Rashi says. Yeah. You could bury next to each other. There's a thing. There's something called Chotah Kvaris. There's something called the Beis HaKvaris. So if you find one kaver and you find another kaver, actually you have to find three, and then that's called the Beis HaKvaris if they are within 4 and 8 amos from each other. And you've got to assume there's more kvarim, you have to measure another 20 amos and assume there's more kvarim. If you find some kaver, which at least they vary sometimes in the kaver, right? So then that's something else. Okay, so let's see Rashi. All of Bodak Vashka. Nichnes ha'achbol v'faneinu. So we now know there's chametz in the house. That's what Rashi's stressing. V'faneinu. You don't have to assume for achbol. You don't need to worry about it. Ein chishuv. But if it came in v'faneinu. V'bodak balabayis acharov, and the balabayis went and searched after it. Vashka's prusa. He found the prusa. The Einar is there in Zuhi Elav, right? He doesn't know if it's that's the Prusa or not, right? This is what? Because if you would recognize it, then the subject between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel is not discussed. That's what he found. What do you want it to say? Kinka, what do you want it to say?
Prusa
means a piece of bread.
Yeah.
He found a slice of bread. Okay, I don't know. He's asking why he says prusa as opposed to kikar. Lo yedin. Or as opposed to saying vashke chomet. So. I don't know.
I have a question. The previous Gemara we're talking about.
I'll try one thing. I want to finish up Rashi. We have two more Rashi. Avad bar kever, ein yede heichon mekem. He doesn't know where the kever was. Nimtza bar kever la'achaz man. He found the kever sometime later. Smasha bar Rashi, if he would find it straight away, we would assume it's that kever. But since it was after time, now it could be, we don't know, ein yedua, eiz kever ha'avad bar. Which cave was that? Sounds Rashi that then we can assume what you lost is, you know you lost and you found it immediately after searching, it was probably in like the odds where it was, what was lost is what you found.
That's the case. Why not?
How do you know it went right afterwards? How do you know it went in right away?
Because he saw it.
He saw it. It doesn't say when he went in. But
yeah,
no, but I don't ask why. We're asking if everything's arrived. Yeah, you're asking if trying to arrive. No, no, that's all. I mean, what are you using your allegation? How can it be? No, there is a bit of a dick in us. That what Rashi says, the dick can ask you whether he went in straight away after it or not. The Rashi of Rashi, Masha, he checked straight away afterwards. And this is a problem. Rashi here, in the words Balak Balabais Acharov, sounds like he went in to check straight away. And the next Rashi says, Masha, not like that. It's all.
Go against the previous Gemara? I mean, the previous Gemara, you can't, if you didn't find it, what do you do? You're stuck forever, or you checked and it's good enough. Here we're saying, even if you didn't find it, it's not good enough.
You didn't find anything.
In the previous Gemara, if you didn't find it, it's a problem. Mashma, if you found it, you're okay.
Once
here
you
we're saying, you found it and you're still no good.
Once you check the whole house. In the previous Gemara, once you check the whole house and you didn't find it, you're in shtuch. In this Gemara, you check the whole house and you find one piece, you're okay.
Well, he's saying, like, if you have a five-room house and you check two rooms of the five that to be, and you find something, game over, or no, you have to still continue. That's the difference between the two cases,
right?
Yeah. This case truly is where you start checking, you start rechecking, and you found before you finish.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. That's his case. You started.
If you started and completed your rechecking and found one, then you're okay.
You're okay. Right. Everyone's saying, I'm also to answer your point, that is the fundamental difference between these two cases. In the previous case, you didn't find anything. Therefore, it's Tayla Machlekas Rameh and Rabbanon what you meant to do. Do you have to do bit or not do bit or? But, I mean, the Kundra Rabbanon, once you didn't find anything, you take on there's nothing there. Kundra Rameh, no, you have to assume it's still there, you have to do bit or. Here we're talking about where you found it after checking half the house. Do you need to continue checking the house?
Usually when you lose your keys.
But we didn't have a ride, so. Yeah.
Usually if you lose your keys, people say, oh, would you believe it's the last place I look? But like, of course the last place you look. Once you find it, you don't keep looking. Here you're saying, after you find it, you got to keep looking anyway.
Right. But maybe you didn't find it. Maybe you didn't find it. If you lost your house key and they look the same as all the other keys, and you find the key, oh great, that's it, you're going to not bother checking to see, check if that key fits the lock. Of course you're going to check, why? Because it could be there's more keys in the house. That's what we're saying here as well. Just because you found one piece of chometz doesn't mean that there's no other pieces of chometz in the house. Even though, generally, you don't need to be chayshish for it. But here, since I know I found chometz, I lost chometz, I need to be 100% sure that chometz is what I found. That's the chometz I lost, I found it. So we're going to keep going the Gemara and we'll see. We haven't finished with this case.
No, so I have a real question.
But I've rise to this case.
I have a real question. If you have a minute, we put 10 pieces of chometz out before you search. How after, according to this, even after you find the 10 pieces, maybe you have to be worried, but there are another 30 pieces I didn't find because that ruins your bedikah.
Mordechai, now answer your question.
Okay.
No, answer it.
According to Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, it's not a good minute, I guess.
No.
Or that's before bedikah, this is after bedikah.
Nope.
No, because
you've
seen something new being brought in.
Are those all
no. Lashing the Kazayas?
I mean...
No. Go on. Somebody answer Mordechai's question. He's asking that this minute that people put out chometz around the house is not a good idea. Because even after you find your 10 pieces, maybe you still have to keep... what's your question?
No.
Maybe those aren't the 10 pieces. Maybe there are other pieces.
You're not only looking for the 10 pieces.
I understand. You said that any one piece invalidates your whole
thing. Rabbi Yossi Benjamin. And he's answered that right. I said it already myself earlier, but I'm pleased that Yossi's saying it. That here, in the case of the minig, which you do, we don't want to hope you check the whole house.
Right.
And since you check the whole house, and you find only 10 pieces, so you know that the 10 pieces you put out are the 10 pieces you found. Right? Indeed. If you don't check the whole house, you might as well not bother putting out 10 pieces. Because, you know, you should be checking the whole house. And that's the whole point of Zika's comment. To check the entire house. Okay, very good, Baruch Hashem. That is where we're holding at the moment. Now, as we keep going in the Gemara, we're going to have rise whether we pass like Rebbe or Hashem ben Gamliel, and hopefully the sugya is going to get slightly clearer as we go. Heniach tes motza yud. You placed 9 pieces of chametz down, and you found the 10th. Love dafka b'dika. It could be that after doing b'dika's chametz, you found 9 pieces. You put them all in a box, and then when you went back to check, you found the 10th piece. So what's the shaila?
Now to tshuva.
Well, what's the problem? You found 10 pieces. Perfect. So why is the Gemara asking it? Look at the Rebbe Rabban. It's also machlokes. Not Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, but Rebbe and Rabban. Why? The Tanya, Heniach Mone, for Matzah Masayim. This is now referring to Maitzah Sheni money. Somebody who has one Mone of Maitzah Sheni. And after he found 2 Mones, he doesn't know now the status of the coins. Avin Maitzah Sheni, Chulin, or what? Says the Gemara. Chulin or Maitzah Sheni, Murovin Zebeze. This is a mixture of Chulin and Maitzah Sheni. Well, this is the Poshet Pshat. That the simple understanding would be like this. I have one Maitzah Sheni, and now I find 2 coins. So in the summer, somebody put an extra coin next to the original money that I had. So now I have 2 coins, one of Maitzah Sheni, and one of Chulin. Most money in the world is Chulin. So in the summer, it's Chulin. So you have Chulin and Maitzah Sheni mixed together. Which coin is Maitzah Sheni? I don't know. But one of them is Maitzah Sheni and one of them is Chulin. Yeah, talking about Maitzah Sheni. Yeah. Talking about Maitzah Sheni. He left Maitzah Sheni money there. And he found 2 coins. So we can assume one was Maitzah Sheni and one was Chulin. Says the Chachamim, Akhoy Chulin. Akhoy Chulin. It's totally a Chulin. Why? Why?
Because people who have Maitzah Sheni previous, they always use it. And you wouldn't put new Chulin in Maitzah Sheni because it might get itself. Therefore, if you're going to move that Maitzah Sheni money, you're going to keep it separate from someone else. And then you put other money in place, it's going to be a Chulin.
Okay, Yaakov is explaining it in one way, which is pretty close, but since it's not normal, we'll see in Rashi exactly, but since it's not normal to put an extra coin by the previous coin, you're saying because it's not normal to put Chulin together with Maitzah Sheni, so since it's not normal to put an extra coin by an original coin, we can assume, says the Chachamim, that the guy who put the Maitzah Sheni money has obviously taken it away by then, and there's a new money found, there's new Chulin money. Let's see Rashi, and then we'll see how that plays out with Chomet. Heniach Mone, we're Rashi, third line down in the wide line. The last 2 words of the line are Heniach Mone. Heniach Mone shall Maitzah Sheni. Me'urovim. They mix together Maitzah Sheni and Chulin. Meralin, or maybe Sloim b'shomer mone, he brings Sloim for the value of a mone v'oimer, and he says like this: Kol mokim shehein, wherever they are, kol mokim shehein mois maitzah sheni, wherever the mois maitzah sheni is, harhei mechulolim al asloim halol. They're poyder and poyder these mois maitzah sheni onto this coin. I mean, Josh is saying like this. We're saying that Chulin and Maitzah Sheni are mixed together, so what do you do now? He said, hey, that you play through it. You take new coins, and you say the Gdusha that there is amongst these coins. I don't know where the Mice Chain is, but this Dusha amongst these coins should go on these new coins. And the new coins you take, the Mara Aslam, you sign the new coins, you take Shushalai.
Not automatically assume that the Mahat, the
Shnei
Mahat is
Chulin. No, so this is explaining Rebbe. This Rashi is explaining Rebbe. The Mice and Mice Chain are mixed together. Mm-hmm. So what should you do? Your point that the Kedusha might be saying on two coins. That is the simple opinion. Rabbi, along comes Rabbi Ono and they say, Akur Cholim. It's all Cholim. Shamon and Nosal, the original coin was taken away. Ve'eilu huvu achreshim. And these are new coins. These are new coins. Agare Chomitz Nami. And by Chomitz the same. The original nine are not here. There, so color bias, and you now have to check the whole house again. Absolutely took these nine around the house. The S and Imtois, and these ten that you found is Acha Hevi on the car. Another guy bought them. I mean, things I found, I left nine and I find ten. People don't leave things next to what was originally there, says Rabbanon. And therefore, we have to assume that the ten that I found are not the nine that I left. The nine I left, maybe I put them somewhere else. I don't know where I put them. Or maybe Acholda took them. Acholda must have taken them around the house.
Oh,
and therefore, you have to worry that the house is now dotted and dotted with nine pieces of
hearts.
What happens when you put 10 and you find 10? Why don't you say these are the first 10 that I found put? Maybe there's another 10. It's the same. It's the same possibility
that it's the same. Very good. So Rabbanon's asking our aura, which I hope Rabbanon himself will answer in a minute. Why do we say if you've left 9 and you find 10, that maybe the original 9 and now dots around the house? So even if you leave 10 and you find 10, why don't we say that maybe the 10, original 10 are dotted around the house?
So you probably want me to say that you, because you did the search in the house, and that you found, that's what you find, and you did a full bedik of the house. So well, there's no reason to assume that that's not the 10 that you found.
Not exactly. It's not what I wanted you to say. We're talking about here, you did a bedik of the house originally, and then you left 9 pieces and you found 10. And we say, oh, if you find 10, you now have to be chayshus that the original 9 aren't here anymore. And the dotted around the house. So now you are asking, if that's true, then why don't we have the same problem if you didn't seek it? And you left 10 pieces, and you come in the morning and you find 10 pieces. Why don't you have to be chayshus that the original 10 aren't here? These are 10 new pieces.
There's
no reason to suspect anything. I have 10 and I found 10. Why should I suspect anything? Is that the way? Here's something fishy. I had 9 and I found the 10th. Why should I find the 10th? Ah, there's another person playing around here. If there's another person playing around here, who gives me the right to assume that he put a piece of just one piece of bread here? No, maybe put 10 pieces of bread. Maybe put 10 pieces of bread. Now, let me just ask you how you understand the Gemara. Let me ask you, what's the Pshat here? The Chachomim. Are Chachomim saying, who gives you a right to assume that it's just one piece of bread added, and that's why you have to suspect it's all 10 pieces? Or are the Rabbanon saying, we are quite sure that the original 9 aren't here? Which way? Are they saying, who gives you a right to assume that the original 9 aren't here? Or are they saying, we're quite sure the original 9 aren't here?
The first way, not the second way.
But you're better saying the first way and you're also saying the second way. Okay.
How can they be sure? How can they be sure? We don't know. That's the point. That's why you have to check. They also don't know.
When I ask questions, I'm not really interested in what our belly is thinking at the moment, depending on your breakfast. When I'm asking questions, I want to know, based on the Gemara, based on what we've learned, Based on what we've learned, it's not a question of theory, what you think. Well, what do you think, Gil? I'm not interested in what you think. I want to know what the Gemara, based on the Gemara.
Since Mike Sheshani, there was no confidence to say that it's not the same money.
Very good.
Somebody's definitely removed, because if they hadn't stopped saying they were going to the coma.
Very good. Says the Yossi, and he's right. This is what I wanted to hear from you all. But says the Yossi, what was the story of Mike Sheshani? What did the rabbis say about Mike Sheshani? They said, Hakol Chulin. It's totally Chulin. It's entirely Chulin. That means they hold that it's not going to be Chayshah should we go to Chumrah. There's the Kula. It's not going to be a Kula, but we can be sure. If you had one piece, and now you find two, that's somebody else. People don't add one piece, one next to the other. If you've left one and you find two, it's all Chulin. And the Maitre Shein is somewhere else. Kula, it's a kula, it's not kula, it's a kula. It's all kula, and you go to kula.
He doesn't know
if
he went up to
Yerushalayim. No, he hasn't gone to Yerushalayim.
He put money, Mike is shaking money,
yeah,
on the side in the corner.
Right.
Right? And now he walks away, he goes to sleep at night, he comes back, he wakes up.
Well, it doesn't say when he was the cynic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He comes back and he finds two.
When? A week later?
No, let's say you're in half a day.
A month later?
It doesn't say dates.
I have to say
what you think.
Okay, so
enough time that it's possible, enough time that it's possible that somebody else put different coins.
Okay, so my question is now, they don't have a specific tour of this money.
No specific tour.
Somebody came over here, and the Shaila is now... We don't have a chashash that he himself is not realizing whether he went to Yerushalayim yesterday.
It has nothing to do with Yerushalayim. It could be he put the coin somewhere else.
What?
Could be he put the coin somewhere else.
Who's going somewhere else?
The Mike Sheshani money.
He didn't get ahead of him right away for the coin. He's going to the same place.
Yeah.
He's looking at the pile of coins.
Yeah.
And he sees two piles versus one pile.
Not one.
Now my question is, he knows he didn't go to Yerushalayim this past week.
No problem.
So he didn't take up the Mike Sheshani yet. So what are we saying?
That the Mike Sheshani money was moved, and that these two coins are new coins.
Why would we say that?
Because we now see two coins.
Well, why would we say that his kid or his wife added some more Meister money there, or even mixed up like Grammy
said.
They added some Kuvin money there by
accident.
Right.
So then
a cop came and saw the money on the floor.
This is the
Jabal Begadim. No, that's not
the I'm asking. You're saying Rebbe is very moving.
Nachon.
And the Rabbanon also would have been moving if it was going to Chumah. The Rabbanon, the Moshe Vaychama, it's like it is. And then we have to be chayshus to chumah that maybe there are about nine pieces are not there. But we're building up the Rabbanon on the other chumah. Rabbanon is saying, Givaldi the Kula. That people do not put food next to the other next to other. People do not add to what's originally there. What's the svar? Why should that be?
Yeah, people get to be able to make the shade
himself. Nakhon, that's something we have to... That's something which we have to think about, and maybe we can come up with a svar. But that's something which we have to think about. What's the svar in Rav Shimon Gmelia? What we have built up is to know what they're saying. The svar we haven't got yet. But what they're saying, there's two things that you have to do when you're learning a Gemara. One is you have to know what they're saying, and then why they're saying it. But if you learn the why before the what, it's not going to work. But we need to know what they're saying. What is Shitta's Rabbanon? Rabbanon's Shitta is that if you left one and you find two, we're certain those two are not from the original one. We're certain to it. Why are we certain? Don't know why. That's the next stage. Why? But what? We're certain. Or how do I know they say what? How do we know they say they're certain? Because they say they're both Kulin. They're both Kulin. Is it possible? So is that something which obviously we need to come up with a story for? Yeah. Meister Shani. Ultram is Meister Trouble.
What?
Ultram is Meister Trouble.
Well, why can't we say what Meister is Meister Trouble?
Okay.
Because you have
a
here for someone, whatever reason,
you have a suffix. Yeah. Not a Rabbanon, why are you saying, why do Rabbanon say, I feel
chulin? Well, I'm thinking, maybe the Rabbanon says,
yeah.
You need to be over here in these cases. It's
But we're using this Rabbanon to be matmeh by Bdikas Chametz. We're using this Rabbanon to be matmeh by Bdikas Chametz. It's all the Rabbanon. We said it all the way through the sugya.
The question is, what are we assuming regarding the bread that's here?
Yeah, so if you're saying...
Because again, Bdikas Chametz is that funny because there's an aspect of the
Yeah, but the whole way through the Gemara was saying it's all Rabbanon. These Gemaras need thought. They need thought, they need Svaris, and we're not going to say the Svaris now, today, but they need thought. They need thought. The next case is also an interesting case, in which we don't need to learn it now. There were 10 pieces, and you found 9 pieces. Hainu Sefer, that's the next case in the Braita. The Tanya... Teniach Masayim, if you left 2 coins of Maita Sheini, Omotzon, and you found 1 money. Then what do we say? Says Rabbi, Mona Munach, Mona Mutov. Say that! You had 2, and now there's 1. So the original one, you originally had 2 Maita Sheini, and now you've got 1 Maita Sheini. What happened to the other one? Lost. But you're left with the Maita Sheini. And therefore, what would Rabbi say by Chometz? What would Rabbi say by Chometz? If you have 2 pieces of chametz and you're left with 1, you have to do bedika for what?
For one piece.
Very good. And if you left 10 pieces and you found 9, it's contrary. You just look for 1 piece and you're okay. If you left 2 coins and you find 1 coin, then according to the chachamim, this coin that you found is chulin. And the Maita Sheni money is gone. Again, we've seen a change in what happened. We can assume it's a new guy. So what do we mean to say here? Who has in by Chometz? What would they say by Chometz? What would they say by Chometz? If you left 10 pieces, you
They have to look for 2. They say you have to look for 2.
If you left 10 pieces,
anything on the one that's there.
If you left 10 pieces and you find 9, how many would you have to look for?
10, according to the
10 company. Pieces. You have to look for 10 pieces. According to Rabbi, you only have to look for 1 piece. According to Rabbi, you have to look for 10 pieces.
Because those 9 that were found are not the original
10. Right. Those 10 that those 9 were found are not the original 10. Right. Says Rashi, Haynu Sefer, Rabbi, the Omar, the Animto. According to Rabbi, the last Rashi on the page. Rabbi, the Omar, the Animto. It says the one that you found is one of the original 2 that were there. Hachanami. So through Einzach Lidoik Velachto, you wouldn't have to research Ela Ala Prusa Avoda only for the 1 piece that got lost. Ela Bonon Tzach Lachta Achekula on the Bonon. You have to look after all 9 pieces. Sheinkan Echad Menoshenim. None of the original pieces are there. Stop. Rabbi, we learned interesting Gemara, it means thought, and more than just thought, when you learn again the case, which we had the last 3 cases, when you learn the 3rd case, the case which we just learned now, and you learn the 1st case, you should be having some alarm bells ringing, okay? When you learn the 1st and the 3rd case, alarm bells should be ringing, and you're welcome to make my phone ring. When your alarm bells do ring.
The first case thing, which is the first case?
We had all of all that.
You found it.
All of all that.
The first of the 2 cases.
Yeah. First of
all,
you
said the first case.
What we have today? 1, 2, 3. We have 3 cases. Number 1, number 3. There should be some alarm bells ringing. Okay, so have a good day.
Robert Jacobson, can I just ask? I thought the use of my sustaining money was delightful.
If it's real Maita Sheni money. But the thing is that most of our Maita Sheni is not Minatoyim.
Right.
Nowadays. Because nowadays we're not living in Eretz Yisrael. The majority of Jews are not living in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore there's no Tevel Deraisa. If there's no Tevel Deraisa, so you can't be Maita Sheni Deraisa. But you're right. If there would be Maita Sheni Deraisa, then Minatoyim would have certain halachos. But just Yossi was asking, nowadays it's not like that. Okay, so nowadays not.
Wait, before you hang up, At the end of Tesam Amad Beis, where we have the Shtei Kupos, the Naflu Elim Tachelu, and we say Shani Oimer, that this fell into this, are we saying that we know Badai that's the Mitzvah, or that or Ani Omer is just sort of code for we could be Makel the Rabbanan?
Which case, sorry, which case were you?
We had like Shtei Kupos.
Yeah, that was Rabbanan. That was Rabbanan. That was
right, Shani Omer means we could be Makel. So how do I know that when the Chachamim are saying that this is the situation that they mean Bada? Maybe it's Shechar Liyot, and therefore we have to be Machmer.
They're Makel.
What case you looking at? The case that he said, Hakel Chulin.
Yeah.
They're Makel. They're being Makel.
No, but...
Okay.
Fine. All right.
Everyone.
All right. Yes, go.